Hello. My name is Robert Trueblood, the pastor at St. James Lutheran in Northrop and Zion Lutheran in Fraser Township. We'll be discussing the readings for the upcoming Sunday, the fifth Sunday of Easter, which will be for us this Sunday, April 20th. By nature, and apart from God, we build our lives on foundations that have no cornerstone to give them strength and durability. In our readings, we will see how God provides the needed foundation for our lives in the person and the work of Jesus Christ Himself. In our spiritual lives, we can build on a worldly foundation of thoughts and of humans' feelings, or we can build upon the foundation of the teachings of the prophets and the apostles of God. That foundation does have a cornerstone, and that is the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ Himself. Without Him, nothing can stand. Nothing can destroy that which has been built upon Him. Our epistle reading is from 1 Peter chapter 2, and in it, Peter calls Jesus the living stone and declares that as we come to Him in faith, we too become like living stones, being built up into a spiritual priesthood. Peter quotes the Old Testament, showing how Jesus is the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies and prophecy regarding God's promises. Peter goes on to say that the builders rejected this cornerstone, and yet it has become a stumbling block to them. He then calls those who do believe a special name, a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. Through faith, we can truly praise our God who has taken us out of the darkness of unbelief and into the light of faith. In the Gospel of John chapter 14, Jesus promises to prepare a place for us and all believers in the mansions of heaven. He clearly says that He alone is the way to those mansions. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's also the manifestation of God among the disciples. Jesus explains that they have seen the Father when they look at Him, because He and the Father are one. Jesus ends the Gospel with the promise that His hearers would do even greater things than He did after He returns to the Father. As you prepare for worship this coming Sunday, ask yourself some of these questions. What things in your life are so important to you that if you lost them, your life would fall apart? Ask yourself, what is truly the cornerstone, the foundation of your life? Ask, how does the time that you spend on activities in your life reflect what your spiritual priorities are? How do you serve God and others in response to God's love for you in Christ? How do you serve God through your family or to your family? How do you serve God in the midst of your friends? How do you serve God and others currently outside the circle of your acquaintances, people that you don't normally hang around with large amounts of time? How does your life reflect your belief that God will be with you and will bless you in all that you do as His child, His living stone? And after you honestly answer the questions, how do you see yourself, really, in your Christian life? Or more importantly, how do others see you? And better yet, how can you improve? We pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, our only sure cornerstone in this life and in the life to come, grant the power of your Holy Spirit upon us. Calm our hearts. Gather us around your word. Teach us so that we might learn more of your love and be prepared to share that love with one another and with others that are not yet of the household of faith. Bring us together to worship you in your house of worship. In your name we pray. Amen.